Club, we bout to get this party rocking. You got girls that's with the business. Get on top and let me see it thug. Wait, not in here, we out of here. Jump in my vehicle. Long seat. She just tryna comfort me. She like my orange Camaro. She said, let's ride up and trick or treat.
Like, damn girl,
you f***ing with the man, girl.
Like, damn girl,
you f***ing with the man, girl.
Don't say a word, just turn around and let me see. Girl, you got something special for me. It's way too many suckers in the VIP. Tell it, got my car out front. So tell me, do you wanna kick it in the backseat?
I wanna get put in the backseat so I can feel.
Another reminder, DJ P, DJ T-Baby will grace the mic for their final show in 3 minutes. What are you talking about? Stay tuned.
Up, all of this dancing gets you up, huh? I notice you because your friends is freaking starstruck. And you got more of that, how you say it, shy swag. Until you get it low, quit playing with your fine arrows. I said, don't try me, baby, I'll make you hot trick. Let's do like Fishbird dancing and shake this spot quick. Oh, you a good girl, it's cool, I play pretend too. I heard you had a baby, you want a new boy and you.
Just turn around and let me see. Girl, you got something special for me. It's way too many suckers in the VIP. Tell it, got my car out front. So tell me, do you wanna kick it in the backseat?
I wanna get
met a group of girls in an Escalade. Met a group of girls in an Escalade. They came with you and left with me. I met a group of girls in an Escalade. I met a group of girls in an Escalade. Met a group of girls in an Escalade. They came with you and left with me.
Don't say a word, just turn around and let me see. Girl, you got something special for me. It's way too many suckers in the VIP. Tell it, got my car out front. So tell me, do you wanna kick it in the backseat?
I wanna get put inside your
in the backseat
so I can be your backseat driver.
In the backseat,
I wanna get put inside your
in the backseat
so I can be your backseat driver.
Dig it, dig it, sucker.
Are you ready?
What's up, everybody? This is DJ P-Yob.
What up, boys and girls? This is DJ T-Baby. This is What Are You Talking About? Let's go!
Get it!
You think it's your path?
Hello. Hey, yo. Hey, yo. Hey.
Yo.
Man, cut that beat off.
Okay, sorry.
Cut
sorry.
That beat
off, ladies and gentlemen. It is DJ T-Baby. I'm with DJ P-Ab, and you are tuning in to the last episode of What Are You Talking About? Only available via radio.dominican.edu, and potentially the last show with P-Baby, with P-Ab and T-Baby. No one knows what the future holds, but this may be the last show, so I hope there's a lot of people listening. P, we got a great show today, buddy.
Honestly, it's an emotional show. It could be our last one. I was in the bathroom crying before we started the show.
Yeah, weeping even.
Honestly, weeping. I was about to throw up, and I was about to blow up like J. Cole.
And bawling. But I'm not talking about Jim Jones.
No. You were probably bawling, though, T. I mean, I see a tear to your eye, too.
Yeah, I got a couple tears.
Sniffling. You don't have a cold.
Don't have a cold. But, P, we do have some very interesting topics to discuss. Some of them are sad. Some of them are fantastic. And some of them are just plain weird. So I promise that we do have a great show in store today. Let's just get right into it, P. What's the first topic? We're just going to go right into it today.
Well, first, that's why we're having this sad emotional song called Hold My Hand. Junior Seau has passed away today. That's right. Former NFL star Junior Seau was found dead at his home Wednesday, authorities said. Police Chief Frank McCoy said Seau's girlfriend reportedly found him unconscious with a gunshot wound to the chest and life-saving efforts were unsuccessful. A gun was found near him, McCoy said, and the incident is being investigated as a suicide attempt. Well, Seau spent 20 seasons in the NFL, including 1990 to 2002, with his hometown San Diego Chargers. He led them to their only Super Bowl appearance, which was against the San Francisco 49ers in 1994. He voted to a team record 12 straight Pro Bowls and was an All-Pro six times. He was 43 when he passed away.
Yeah, and it's very sad, and I remember Seau well because that's why it's weird for us, because me and P.I. are both football fans, and sometimes you hear about players who passed away, but they're players you never heard of, or players you maybe have heard of but didn't see play. But Seau, he was an elite linebacker for quite some time. I used him on Madden. I might have even had my fantasy team a couple times, and he was a very good line. What was he, a 12-time Pro Bowler?
Yes, 12-time Pro Bowl, 6-time All-Pro.
Yeah, he was an elite linebacker. When he was on the top of his game, he was unstoppable. I'm looking at his stats here. 1 year, 155 tackles, jeez. Had a many 130 tackles years, had 7 sacks in a season, had 18 careers. He was just a fantastic linebacker, and he was greatly feared by offenses. But it's definitely tragic. If he would have died in any other circumstance, I wouldn't call it nearly as tragic as in the fact that it was an apparent suicide. That's what truly makes it tragic. Although a car crash or anything of that nature would be tragic as well, it's the fact that he wished to die. He seeked death, and he killed himself. That's what makes it really tragic.
So you mentioned car crash. In 2010, there was a story about Junior Seau about crashing his car in Carlsbad, California, and they were thinking that that was an attempted suicide. However, Marcellus Wiley was interviewed today in NFL Live, and he spoke to Junior about that incident in Carlsbad, and he said no, he was fine. It seems like he wasn't, because he killed himself today. And Marcellus Wiley was a very emotional NFL Live. Good friends. He was his teammate in 2001 to 2002. And it should be an emotional day for all the teammates, because he said that Junior Seau was just too great of a guy. And not just on the field, but off the field. He introduced him to his family. He was a family man. And he made sure that all his teammates were all included in everything they were doing, offense or defense.
Yeah, it's definitely a sad day. And I've read more than 100 people gathered at Sedeseo's home only hours after he was found dead. So definitely paying homage. And I would say, as far as that crash that happened a couple years ago goes, I think it's a writing on the walls kind of thing. If anyone said he was fine, he definitely was not. It's understandable for Marcellus Wiley to say he was fine, because a lot of times I feel like in these kind of situations, even if someone says they're fine and they're not, there's not a whole lot you can do. You can try to help people to the best of your abilities, but at the end of the day, it's like the saying, you can take a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. And I'm not trying to throw any negativity onto Junior Seau. I'm just saying he was obviously disgruntled, unhappy. I don't know how much of it was the result of the repeated head blows he took as a football player, because I did read that his suicide was similar to a former Bears player shooting himself in the chest, which means that his brain is still available to be scanned for research to show the brutality and the viciousness of the hits that NFL players undergo. So, because when I saw it, I'm sure P.E.B., you're the same. When I saw it, it was a gunshot wound to the chest.
Yeah.
At first, I thought that was odd.
No, I mean, honestly, it seems odd. This guy has the money. He has family members that love him. I just don't know how to...
Yeah. And I mean, odd just in the method is to the chest. Usually when you think of a self-inflicted gunshot wound, you would assume to the head.
Yeah.
But like I said, it's likely, it's perhaps, it's just a theory out there right now that he wanted his brain to be scanned and to show the brutal effects of being an NFL player. So that's just a theory. It's a possibility that's out there right now.
And also, I'm looking at Adam Schefter's Facebook page right now, and it's confirmed that Junior Seau committed suicide. It was nothing else. It's confirmed that it's a commit suicide attempt.
Yeah, and it's definitely sad because his mother is still alive, and I saw a video earlier today of his mother just shocked and upset by it. His girlfriend, I believe, is the one who found him dead. So it's a crippling effect that affects the lives of many. And it's sad because it's just the concept of suicide is very sad. Someone really wishing to take their own life. And especially when it's a guy like Seau, when you saw him on the field, he always seemed like a happy team guy. He wasn't quiet or reserved. He was very involved with his teammates.
And you hit that right on the nail again. Marcellus Wiley said the joy they had playing with Junior Seau was that he brought joy to the field. Like he was a 7-year-old playing sandlot peewee football, and he just brought that, and that's why all his teammates loved him, and he made sure all his teammates were taken care of, and that's what the type of guy he was, bringing joy on and off the field.
Yeah, definitely. So, I'm sure no one in the Seau family is listening, so radio.dominican.edu, but we honestly offer our deepest condolences to the Seau family and to anyone affected by the situation. It's definitely a tragedy, so rest in peace to Junior Seau. He's a great, great player and sounds like a greater man.
Well, all our condolences to the Seau family as well. But we're going to stick with football here, and we're going to talk about the bounty scandal that's happening in New Orleans, and it's hitting them hard today. 4 NFL players suspended. Defensive lineman Anthony Hargrove, now with the Green Bay Packers, was suspended for the first half of the 16-game season. I'll do the math for you. He's suspended for 8 games. Saints defensive end Will Smith was barred for the opening 4 games, and linebacker Scott Fujita, now with the Cleveland Browns, will miss the first 3 games. The shocking news of the morning, New Orleans Saints linebacker Jonathan Vilma was suspended without pay for the entire 2012 season by the NFL. 1 of 4 players punished Wednesday for participating in the team's cash for hits bounty system.
Yeah, it's shocking news to some, to others less shocking. I personally think it's great. I think it's fantastic. I think you can make an argument that any player or coach involved could easily be banned for life. And some people would say that's a severe overreaction. I would contend that you're insane if you hold that proposition, because I know a lot of players, actually NFL, former NFL players, current NFL players also have protected the Saints' actions, saying that it's common. Commonplace in the NFL. That may be the case, but it shouldn't be, because essentially what Jonathan Vilma was doing was promoting violence. Football is already innately violent enough. You don't need to offer money to essentially take off a player's head. I'm thrilled that Vilma got a year. And I like Vilma. I think he's a great player. He's got great passion. He's one of the better linebackers in the NFL. But justice was served. So good for Mr. Commissioner for really laying down the hammer here. P, what are your thoughts here?
Okay, honestly, T, no more emotion. We're enough with the sale. We're in the bounty now. And I'm just going to say this. I'm honestly mad that he's only suspended for 1 year.
That's fair.
I'm mad because you know why? He should be suspended for good. I'm serious. These guys, 4 games, 3 games, don't matter. They should be suspended for more than 1 year. More, I mean, 3 games for Scott Fujita. He should be suspended at least 1 year. I'm serious.
And my question is, why is Vilma's so much more severe because he put out money? Why even the other guy suspended? Is because they took his offer, or was that ever clear?
They said... The clear thing is, because Jonathan Vilma put $10,000 to get Kurt Warner out of the game.
Right.
And he put $10,000 to put Brett Favre out of that NFC Championship they played against the Vikings. This is why he's suspended for 1 year. Anthony Hargrove was suspended 8 games because of all the vicious hits he gave Brett Favre. They're viewing that whole game. And Scott Fujita and Will Smith were suspended short games because of like dirty tactics they played in that Vikings game and Arizona game.
And I'll tell you something. We're both juniors right now. We were both freshmen during that NFC Championship with the Saints and Vikings, I remember watching that game live and just thinking Brett Favre is being absolutely annihilated right now.
He's being slaughtered.
I mean, he's one of the toughest players in the history of the game, but I felt like he was they were just having a field day on him with relentless, vicious hits. God knows how the man continued to get up. If I would have taken one of those hits, I would have been bedridden for 6 months. He was getting absolutely destroyed. So what I'm saying is this makes sense that they were really going after. They were hitting him below the knees. They were hitting him in the head. He was like a piece of meat just getting brutally beaten.
Look, T, we played touch football 2 days ago, and you're still suffering just from a two-hand touch injury. It's incredible. But imagine those hits they're giving to Brett Favre. This ain't no two-hand touch. This is the NFL, buddy.
And that's my point, is that when in hindsight, it makes sense. But what I think is honestly funny, humor in this situation,
yeah.
The fact that Hargrove and Fujita, their new teams are punished by their actions. I find that comical, and I love it.
Honestly, it's funny. No, it's
what
funny.
Are the Browns thing right now? Oh, come on, Fujita. Like, well, they shouldn't be punished for this, but it makes – I mean, Fujita should be, but just funny.
Well, first of all, Fujita's coming in the back end of his career. He could even retire
and
if he
I like
to.
Fujita. He's a Golden Bear.
No, he is.
He is a Cal product, which is rare in the NFL, but – justice has to be served.
Superstar for the Kansas City Chiefs, too.
He used to be better. I don't know if he was ever a superstar.
No, but he was great.
But Vilma, a superstar.
Yeah, superstar. Enough said. Vilma should be suspended more than 1 year. Honestly, $10,000 to get Kurt Warner out of the game and $10,000 to get Brett Favre out of the game, he should be suspended more than 1 year. I'm serious.
And Vilma, who is a great player, sounds like he was the ringleader of this thing. The point Piab is making here, which I totally can see. I know we like to argue, but I got to agree with you here. I say I'm happy with one-game suspension. Other people will say they're not happy because it shouldn't be – or I'm happy with a one-year suspension. Other people say they're not happy. Can't even speak here. They're not happy. It should be less than 1 year. Piab saying he's not happy because he wants it more than 1 year.
Yes.
And that's fair because it should be at least a year.
It has to be.
But my point is, some commissioners in years past, maybe Tagliabue,
Yeah. Maybe
even David Stern in the NBA, who knows?
Yeah.
He's harsh on our test, but wouldn't be harsh on others. They would have probably spent a Vilma for maybe 4 games or less, and the other guys wouldn't even been suspended. So even though maybe you want a lifelong ban, a year as it is at least a very severe punishment, and it's essentially unprecedented in the world of sports. So at least it's a step in the right direction.
Well, honestly, in all honesty, I was glad for the hits they gave Brett Favre. I'm serious, because I think Brett Favre is a diva. He's a whiner as a quarterback, and he deserves all those hits. There's no doubt about it, but these guys should be suspended. But Brett Favre does deserve all these hits.
Well,
Aaron Rodgers, a better quarterback, and he won younger than Brett Favre. Brett Favre, a piece of crap.
Well, okay. By no means am I a Brett Favre fan. And I'm not going to defend him as not being a diva, because I do think he is a diva. But I think if these attacks, these hits, were dirty and they were trying to injure Favre, I think that's unfair. And I think Favre is honestly ridiculous in the sense that he's defended these players.
Honestly,
why are you not upset that players intentionally wanted to? I know I didn't play in the NFL, and if an analyst or a former player is listening, he'd say, oh, T-Babe, you never played a down in the NFL. You don't know how it is. That's true. I don't know how it is. I've never played. But just from a human perspective, when you're intentionally trying to injure somebody within the realm of football, you're making it more of a barbaric sport than it already needs to be. You're making it not even football. And like Steve Young said, you're essentially making it the Hunger Games. And this isn't the Hunger Games. This isn't the Lord of the Flies. This isn't a battle royale. This is a game. This is a game. You cannot try to injure people. So shame on you, those who defend these actions.
If you want to see hits, you want to see vicious hits, you want to see kicks to the face, you want to see like blows to the head, then watch UFC, watch boxing.
Exactly.
NFL is a men's sport. I agree with you here, T. NFL is a man's sport. It's 80% physical. No, 80% mental, 20% physical. I learned that from the Little Giants. I was a kid. I'm with you. I never played a down in NFL football, but...
You did? I thought you were signed practice squad.
I did, but
Chiefs.
I never played a...
Never played a down?
Never played a down,
okay.
But I was in the practice squad. Then I tore my big toe muscle, and I never played football
never played
again.
A day again.
I could have been one of the best free safeties in the league. I was switched to wide receiver as a kick returner, but after I sprained that big toe, it tore flesh and bone. But now I'm going to go this. If you're going to intentionally hit someone, for money, for $10,000 to get them out of the game, then you do not have a soul. I'm serious.
No, you're right.
You do not have a soul to get money to make sure someone will get concussed. Someone will tear their ACL. Someone will tear their big toe like me. That stuff hurts. And I'm going to tell you, it's going to hurt you for the rest of your life if you cannot play a single down in the NFL again for $10,000.
So, Pip, you are referring to Jonathan Vilma as soulless.
He's soulless. You're going to put $10,000 to get Kyle Williams' head, to get him concussed. You're going to pay $10,000 to make sure Brett Favre will retire so he'll be injured. You're going to pay $10,000 so Kurt Warner will break his left hand during that playoff game. You are unsoulless, and you have no right to play in the NFL again.
Yeah, I think just soulless.
No, you really don't have right to play in the NFL again.
Yeah, you're soulless.
Yes.
And the point is that, as I was alluding to earlier, football is already a pretty savage sport. It's incredibly physical. I think maybe only rugby is rugby. A lot of people say rugby is more physical than football.
It may be.
And they're similar, but football is obviously one of the most aggressive sports in the world.
It might not be baseball, maybe first.
Yeah, baseball is up there. But it's the fact that it's already a game. It's already physical. It's already aggressive and essentially savage. Why make it even more barbaric by putting money out to injure people? I just don't understand where those who are defending these actions are coming from. And Greg Williams, I know he's suspended indefinitely. Just have the man expelled from the NFL. He can never coach. He can never be involved in the NFL again. And on a Sean Payton note here, I know he's suspended for a year, and I was talking about this with my father, actually. How serious is the suspension? Is Sean Payton still going to be able to call his offensive coordinator? Is he going to be able to text his players? I say there's certain things he's probably going to be able to do and not get caught, because how can you even trace a text in that sense? But I say if he is caught, he's got to be kicked out. If he even so much as farts in the direction of Drew Brees, he should be kicked out for the rest of his life. He should not have any contact with his players.
Honestly, the fart should be the number one thing to get kicked out of, because no one wants to smell that, especially from Sean Payton's big booty.
And honestly, well, before you get in here, P, one more thing about Greg Williams.
What's that, T?
I would like to see one of the players that the Saints tried to injure, I would like to see him have a free shot at Greg Williams. Because honestly, Greg Williams is a little portly. He's not in the best shape. I would like to see that man take a blow to the head. Pause. But I would like to see someone take a shot at Greg Williams.
Well, honestly, the person I want to see Vernon Davis just come flying through Greg Williams and busting right in his face. Pause. Okay? That's all I got to say. Just busting straight at his face. Super pause. I just got to say that.
I'm serious, though. I am serious here. Vernon Davis might kill Williams, and we don't condone death here. So maybe a shoulder shot.
And also another thing I want to see, how about an Anthony Dixon just clobbering him hard? Yeah.
Maybe pause that too. But honestly, Dixon could do damage, I think. I think Dixon, if he really wanted to be, could be a heavy hitter.
I think
he could do damage.
He could be a strong safety if he wished.
If he still has that haircut, all he has to do is whip that head around, and that hair could do damage. Have you seen that mohawk?
He's a porcupine.
By the beard of Zeus, it is hideous.
Honestly, and he's probably one of the ugliest players I've seen in the NFL. But he's good. He's a good teammate, I bet.
But back to reality. Hope there goes gravity. I think, and that's an Eminem reference, I think that these punishments are fair. I love the fact that they're severe. I'm with Piab in the sense that I think that they could have been even more severe. I think Vilma could have been suspended or expelled, essentially, from the league. If you have an opinion, you can call in to DU Radio. That stands for Dominican University Radio. It's at 415-482-3587. If you got thoughts, just call in. It can't
call
hurt.
Call in. It's our last show. And before we get to this commercial break, we have to talk about John Harbaugh, the brother of Jim,
yeah,
calling out the Patriots and Bill Belichick for their Spygate. He thinks that their Super Bowls are tainted, all three of them. Your thoughts on that? Teddy Bruschi was furious on NFL Live, saying that Bill Belichick vouched for John Harbaugh to get that Ravens head coaching job. And he said it's really unethical of John Harbaugh to say that, and it's very unloyal to talk about Bill Belichick in that way, and Bruschi was furious.
Well, perhaps disloyal, but Bruschi, I don't know what he's talking about, never played a down in his life.
He was the Pro Bowl.
No, I know. I honestly love Brewski.
I do too.
I thought he was a great player and he had great heart.
Yeah, he did.
And he was a team guy. He was honestly similar to Seau, I think, in terms of what they did for their teams.
And looks.
And I think he's a good analyst. I think Brewski's a damn good analyst.
He really
I think
is.
He's damn good. But in this sense, I'm going to have to side with the Harbaugh family. And, P.F., we love the Harbaugh family. I know DJ B's a big Harbaugh guy.
Yeah.
Not sure how he feels about the Ravens Harbaugh, but I know he loves the Niners Harbaugh, as all Niner fans do. But in this sense, I agree. I think the Super Bowls should be somewhat tainted
because you
spied on other teams. Of course they're tainted. Just like the Saints Super Bowl should be tainted.
Look,
just like this NBA season should be tainted. It's a lockout. It's a tainted season.
I don't know about that lockout. Everyone's still fighting hard, T.
No, no team is specifically tainted, but the year as a whole
is
tainted
in
the fact that it's an abnormal season.
Okay, I got you, T. I got you. But the thing I have to say here about Teddy Bruschi here, T, is that Bruschi, I mean, you're going to defend the Patriots because you were a damn Patriot. So, if you're going to defend them, make sure you get facts about John Harbaugh. Make sure you don't lie on air. I know you're half Filipino. I'm full Filipino, buddy. But Teddy, I got to tell you one thing. Make sure when you call out a Harbaugh, make sure that you have your facts right. Because I am damn sure that you guys spied, you guys knew some plays of the offense, and that's why, like you said on NFL Live, you guys would try to win by 20 or try to win by 40 because you know the darn plays, and your team should be tainted.
Well, PM, I don't think you're delivering any groundbreaking news. I think it's been confirmed they did spy.
Yes.
So I don't think it's even an accusation at this point. I think it's a confirmed fact. But is Brucey really half Filipino?
Yes, half Filipino.
It seems like you think everybody's Filipino.
You said Nate Robinson's
an eighth.
He's half.
You said Jay-Z.
Jay-Z's a part.
That's shocking.
Really is.
I'm just saying, Teddy Bruschi does not look half Filipino.
No, he does. He does.
You think he looks half Filipino?
Yeah.
I don't see it.
I know, but he...
Maybe because I'm a white man. I don't recognize it as well, but I don't see it, honestly. But that's neither here nor there. I do think it should be tainted, but maybe Brewski's not tainted. I don't know if Brewski did any wrongdoing. He might have not even known about the Spygate, but the team as a whole, definitely tainted. On that note, we will take a commercial break. We were talking for about 20 minutes there. This has been T-Baby with PM. It's What Are You Talking About? Only available via radio... .dominican.edu. It's our last show for the season, perhaps our last show ever. So when we get back, T-Baby, that's myself, we'll be spitting some lyrics, so you're going to want to hear that. Stay tuned. Yeah.
They want it nice and slow. Kiss them from head to toe. Relax and let it go.
Say it. Make love to me.
They want it now and fast. Grabbing and smacking. You gotta make it last.
What?
Touch me. Together holding hands. You out there spending grand and making family plans.
Say it.
Make love to me. Don't have to straighten facts. Don't want no strings attached. Just scratches on your back.
What?
Touch me. Exes ain't acting right. And you so glad to fight. Dinner's by candlelight.
Say it.
Make love to me. She got whipped down to your fingertips. Trying that freaky.
What?
Touch me. Turn on some baby face. Just for your lady's sake. You call a baby cake.
Say it.
Make love to me. Know how to mac a broad. She's on your. Ooh. She's on your. Call a Jabba Jaw.
What?
Touch me.
Oh.
I'm about to throw some game. They both one and the same. Cupid's the one to blame. I'm about to shed some light. Cause each and every night, you gotta do it right. I'm about to throw some game. They both one and the same. Cupid's the one to blame. I'm about to shed some light. Cause each and every night, you gotta do it right. You about to buy a ring. She needs the finer things. Gucci designer frames.
Say it.
Purchase a nasty flick. Wrap up entire quick. Know how to drive. You both unite as one. You the moon and she's your sun. Your heart's a beating drum.
Say it.
You better not. She wanna feel the pain. Then hear it.
your name.
What?
Follow this dictionary. You both some visionaries and do it. I hear them call the wild and do it all the wild.
What?
You in between the sheets. Sweet. And what you find, you keep saying. You do it standing up. Hand them up. Y'all just don't give them.
What?
I'm about to throw some game. They both one and the same. Cupid's the one to blame. I'm about to shed some light. Cause each and every night, you gotta do it right. I'm about to throw some game. They both one and the same. Cupid's the one to blame. I'm about to shed some light. Cause each and every night, you gotta do it right. You wanna tell the world, cause she's your favorite girl, your diamond and your pearl.
Say it.
Nobody has to know, just keep it on the low and meet them right at bow.
What?
Nothing but fights and fussing, plus there's a lot of cussing. Just grab a hold of something. Y'all do that bad stuff, she like it up, ropes and handcuffs.
What?
I'm about to throw some game. They both one and the same. Cupid's the one to blame. I'm about to shed some light. Cause each and every night, you gotta do it right. I'm about to throw some game. They both one and the same. Cupid's the one to blame. I'm about to shed some light. Cause each and every night, you gotta do it right.
Well then, after a little splash, waterfalls, we are back here on radio.dominican.edu. What Are You Talking About is the show you are listening to and spitting it hard for the last final time of the year. DJ T Baby for Word Up Wednesday. What's up, homie?
What up? And I gotta say quickly, I'm a little disappointed that no one ever took up my offer to spit on the booth, spit on the show besides me. I know Bencomo. Spit a little, P, you spit a little.
A little bit.
No one else. But hey, this is DJ T, baby. And for the last time this season, I'm going to be spitting some lyrics.
All right, let's hear it.
They ready for it?
Last time.
It goes like this.
Okay.
Check it out.
What's up?
Turn the beat up.
Okay.
Turn the beat up.
Oh, let's see.
Off.
Oh, off.
Yeah, no, that's good. Okay, off
hey, that's
now.
A good
yeah,
song.
I just needed like 2 seconds inspiration.
Okay. All right. We are young.
Here we go.
All right, let's hear it.
I said,
what's up?
I invented this new style. Evil flow, it is too vile. Spit hot bars, your crew's mild. Airborne in rare form, I flew by you. The rhymes are popping. Multiple devils in line are knocking. Times are often designed for problems, and life is tarnished, but forget that, I'm on cloud nine. Verses of truth, how could you doubt mine? God once said to me, now rhyme. My path is feasible, this route's fine. How high can I get up? Bubonic like illnesses are what I spit up. So prepared, I won't slip up. Spinning rhymes of high proof, but they don't get drunk. I walk with a chip on my shoulder and a sick strut. Ripping it doper, I will bust. Straight flow and have your face swollen and grill shut. You haven't said something ill once. That's a statement that's factual. I'm amazingly radical. Embrace what's grammatical. If not, your brain isn't rational. I stab wildly because the past lies to me. Smash dynasties when I react righteously. This is just one round. Could you last nine with me? I've got the stamina to go the distance and organize mass rioting. From a lyrical perspective, you claim you have an automatic weapon, but you never bust it. I murder discussions, sever subjects, heal with words and bless with touches. In wartime, your defense gets punished. I will rise with chaos to end in justice. I walk a violent road. Your trek is bloodless. Battle your entire set and punk it. But back to the matter at hand. Overwhelmingly, rappers are scams. They seem plain and naturally bland. I'm spitting pneumonia, the writing whackness and crayon. My brain composes hazardous plans. I sprint on surfaces where savages ran. Perfect an opportunity. Master a chance. Bump my lyrics, start blasting this jam. But the verse will end. I don't stop. I award you 0 points and no props. When you lose your truth, the soul rots. With deadly force, I cold clock, straight slain rappers, raise your glasses, let's toast off, have a speech delivered. In any situation, my reach is quicker, all access vision, what I see is bigger, but I'm not the type you can hang with. Against the times that you change with, causing debt, make you arrive with a payment, your mind epitomizes enslavement, my rap zone's lethal, your cipher's the safest, I'll bring it with a better tempo. I'm flying along the highway. You're in a residential. I don't care if your mother says you're special. Rap's supposed to be corny, right? Well, I didn't get the memo. When rhyming, I have bizarre intentions. I spit sicker, touch my mic, and I'll split fingers like Roger Clemens. I speak spiritually, but I'm not a reverend. I despise you and your boys. Get your entire block offended. You're too flawed to step in. If it came from me, then it's something I meant. What you're busting forgets reality. You're becoming inept. I will run in and let my actions talk for me. Heavenly blessed, you're onto the end of the bench, not scoring. The realm my Roman is beyond lordly, declared as the confirmed father of rap, but I don't watch Maury. I have wordplay that might not assist the masses. You're destined to fall like when you start to sniff your stashes. Deadly occurrences occur in life. Life seems to permit such crashes. Murderous secrets under my bed. No one has the strength to lift the mattress. You want fake deliveries? Get an actress. These lines are not forced. I fight with an ancient warrior's lost sword, racking up fatalities in this ring. That's what I call a box score.
Get out of here.
Brat!
Get out of here. I award you 0 points and no props. That's like a Billy Madison line.
There's a little Billy Madison in there. Seeing if anyone would catch that. But yes, that was me, DJ T-Baby, with the last rap of the season. T-Baby. P-F, take him to break.
Honestly, that was probably one of the sickest flows I've heard in my life. And, man, T, it's gonna be tough if this is going to be our last show. But, man. You killed it. We go hard, DJ Khaled. Radio.Dominican.edu. What are you talking about? Quick commercial break.
DJ Khaled, we the best. I'm going in.
DJ Khaled,
Convict Music.
We the best. Yeah, we taking over.
Spread out with it. South Carolina, Alabama, Mississippi, on the North Carolina, Philadelphia, Virginia. From down in Miami, where it warm in the winter. All up the Minnesota, where it storm in the winter. Jacksonville, Tallahassee, Memphis, Tennessee, holler at me. Being H-Town, Southside, Cloverland, get out the man out of Dallas. Better ask Cali. Catman, Cali, with my eyes open, valley. Blowing that spinning, going down Vinny. Drop 6-4-3, we're getting switching. Red light stop, make it drop on the go. Hit all with it. Anything you hit it, I said I meant it. Can't got the crown, then spit all with it. Say you need bricks, I said
if
I get it.
If you want to, we can supply you. Got enough work to feed the whole town. They won't shoot unless you try to. Come around and try to stomp on the ground. Cause we taking over.
It's what I does, I get money, AKA, yeah, I does that. It's how I ride, black flag on the left, too. To ride, you better move. I'm dead, get like shine, that's on my head. I'm big like Diddy, I'm with it. Cali, we get it, Biggie in my city. Please don't fit it, get them too pretty. We better get stupid, I'm silly. Money that come, run it like water. Mommy so hot, she hot. Miami on fire, you better be out. Might get from the porch of your fortress. Yeah, they see it, but no one reports it. I run this,
cause
rip,
we take it over.
Versace. You can see me in that Porsche GT. Coming down Sunset, sitting on D. Feeling like Pac, all eyes on me. Fresh bandana and I'm. Please, I spit every verse the key. Some say Cali, some say Cali. 12 years down and I'm finally
if you
free.
Want to, we can supply you.
We'll be right back.
number one. Can't make me wrong, so we the family, I'ma give him some. Spent that corner, he didn't run. Sunday had a whole church singing a song. Why they had to send my baby home? With some that paper long. Been a G in the game, now my son on the throne.
I am the beast. Feed me rappers and feed me beats. I'm untamed, I need a leash. I'm insane, I need a shrink. I love, I need a leech. Why complain on easy streets? I don't even talk, I let the Visa speak. And I like my Sprite Easter pink. And my wrist special plug, but the mule is cooler. I have more juice than your jeweler. Touching, I will your medulla. That's a, it is not a tumor. Red light, stop your rumors. I stay on track like a box of boomers. I just rock, rock, rock with Junior. I am the little big
cause we taking it over.
What up? I got
what
nice
up?
Here with me.
What up? What up? Song. Ladies and gentlemen, this is DJ T-Baby. I'm with DJ Pia, and you are currently listening to another episode of What Are You Talking About? Only available via radio.dominican.edu. And a quick reminder, this is the big finale, our last show of the season, and we're going out with a bang.
Honestly, we're going out with a big bang. Last show, like what T-Baby said, callers call the station 415-482-3587. Even if it's a prank call, go ahead and call. We don't care. It's our last show.
We don't care. Most of the calls we've gotten are prank. And by me most, I mean all of them. And by all of them, I mean like two. And by two, I mean we were the ones who called in, which means no one has called in. So thank you for that. But we're moving forward here, P. I think we got to talk NBA.
We have to. We have to. I mean, We always say we're a variety show, but sports is our strength.
Yeah, well, I think we're a variety, but sports is the nucleus. It's the core
that has to be.
The core that holds us together.
We definitely talk about babes, and we've talked about other things, but sports is the nucleus.
Yeah,
like
we've
said.
Talked plenty about sexy honeys, but now now we're going to transition to the NBA. Not the ABA, but the NBA.
Hey, shut up, Lil Wayne.
Yeah, turn Wheezy Baby off.
Anyways, with Derrick Rose out for the year, the favorite to win the East is the Miami Heat. Okay. According to Stephen A. Smith, the only team on the East that will challenge the Heat is Boston. But he is worried about the West, and these are the three teams he's worried about. The Spurs, the Lakers, and the Thunder. T, you follow the NBA crazy. I know you're more of a college basketball analyst, but you're a big-time NBA
just
fan.
Just big basketball in general, yeah. More college, but I love the NBA.
So your thoughts on what Stephen A. Smith said.
Okay. Well, quite frankly, I do think that the Spurs are not a threat. I think they'll beat the Jazz, but I just don't like the Spurs. I despise all their players, essentially, except for Kawhi Leonard, because I liked him at San Diego State. And he's a newcomer, so he's not really even a Spur. Like, it's his first year. So I just don't think the Spurs are capable of beating the Thunder. And Charles Barkley, who makes a lot of ridiculous, irrational points, made a good point about the Mavericks. Thunder just saying he doesn't think the Mavericks can beat the Thunder four times. That's the way you have to look at a series. Do you think the Spurs could beat the Thunder four times? No. Two? That's possible.
Impossible.
Maybe even likely. Three, I think that's even a stretch. I think it's unreasonable to suggest they win three. Four, hell no. There's no chance in hell the Spurs can beat the Thunder in four. Watch 2 weeks later, Spurs sweep the Thunder in four. Yeah. No, that won't happen. Lakers, okay, maybe, but probably not. I think the Thunder are ripe to win the Western Conference. I think the Heat are ripe to win the Eastern. I think even before the Rose injury, the Heat were the favorite. Pete, what are you thinking?
Honestly, Boston's scary. They're just scary, but I know they won't beat the Heat. They just scare me. They just give me like this tension because I'm not a Heat fan. I'm a LeBron James fan. Everyone's going to give me crap about that. I don't care. I like LeBron James. But Boston's only scary because of Paul Pierce. He's too clutch. He's Mr. Clutch when it's clutch time. I believe he's the second most clutch player in the NBA behind Kobe Bryant. The Boston scares me, but honestly, the game yesterday was crap because it just shows you how bad the East is.
Yeah, yesterday.
When the Atlanta Hawks lose to the Boston Celtics when you do not have Ray Allen and you don't have Rajon Rondo. How bad are you, Atlanta? How bad are you? Can you finish that game? Even with Josh Smith bumping knees with Kevin Garnett, Joe Johnson and Jeff Teague, and I'll even say Zaza Pachulia should put that game away. There's no doubt about it.
Well, I got to speak on something I forgot to mention earlier when you said what I think of Stephen A. And you just said the Celtics are scary. I think, honestly, the Celtics are as scary as Biggie Bancomo is threatening. Not at all. I don't think. No, that's not an insult. No, Biggie's not a threatening guy. I'm not that threatening either. I just don't think they're scary. I don't think they're threatening. I honestly think the Hawks are going to, as bad as the Hawks are, I think they're a horrific team. I know they're 40-26. I think they're just terrible. I think they're going to beat the Celtics.
I do too.
Before the series, I said they would win. I think just because the Celtics won without Rondo and Allen, which is great, and it does show that the Hawks suck, but I still think Atlanta is going to win that series. And you mentioned Joe Johnson. I used to love the man when he was on the Suns. I don't like Joe Johnson on the Hawks. I don't think he's that effective of a player. I know.
Really?
I'm trying to pull up his stats. The internet is painfully slow right now. Okay, here it's starting to work a little bit better here. He shot 45%.
That's great.
19. Okay. On paper, that looks like a bad statement. He shoots 45% of the field, only turns over twice a game. I only say this because whenever I watch Joe Johnson, he just doesn't have good games. I don't know what it is. I've never seen Joe Johnson just go off. Like people tell me, people say Joe Johnson's great. He's underrated. I've never seen him just go off. I don't know why.
Honestly, it's opposite for me. When I see Joe Johnson play, except yesterday, he goes off and I see him making threes, and then I hear Kevin Hart and Joe Johnson with another three. Joe Johnson. They just repeat his name. But I see what you mean. Like Joe on, like when you watch him, he seems like a non-factor
in
the game.
Is he gonna uplift the Hawks? Is Joe Johnson ever gonna lift up a team? No. Is he good? Yes.
Yes.
Is he great? Probably not.
Maybe he might be.
Probably not. Is he worth that huge contract he got? Definitely not. The way you're looking at it, you look at Pierce, like you said, he's clutch. He's going to uplift the team. Even Rondo could uplift the team. You got to have a guy who's going to uplift the team. And I know, like the Sixers, for example. The Sixers beat the Bulls to tie it 1-1. Who's going to uplift the Sixers? They're not going to beat the Bulls. I know you could also say who's going to uplift the Bulls now, but the Bulls are a more well-rounded team. Lou Williams, those guys aren't going to – you see what I'm saying? They're not going to lift the Sixers from first round and essentially between mediocrity and average to second round and decently strong. They're just not a decently strong team. They're between mediocre and average. No one on that team is going to lift them to the second round. Just like Joe Johnson will never truly lift the Hawks. That's what I mean when I say he doesn't really go off. He's not really worth that contract.
Honestly, we'll go back to Stephen A. Smith. The three teams he has in the West, I honestly just got to say two. Spurs, I really do not see them going far.
No.
Honestly, the Jazz could even beat them. I'm serious. It won't happen. It won't happen, but the Jazz might. They have a small chance because they're young.
It'll be a five-game series, but I know Jazz are dangerous.
It's
not unrealistic, but it won't happen.
And the Lakers almost losing to Denver. That's especially at home when you don't have Meta World Peace after celebrating on an elbow. that's just bad. You almost lose to the Nuggets.
Well, Denver's dangerous, but they do match up horrifically, I think, against the Lakers. I know I said Denver beat them a couple weeks ago. I kind of just said that just to say it.
Yeah.
They're not really going to beat the Lakers, but the Nuggets are dangerous. So I think Nuggets should get a game or two in that
series.
They
should get at least two. I think at least two.
At least? That means maybe three? I don't think that's a seven-game series, honestly.
But the Thunder are the most dangerous team in the NBA besides the Miami Heat.
I'll say this.
What is this?
Honestly, this validates the fact that I know basketball. I was watching the Clippers-Memphis game. It was about... I know the ultimate lead, I think, was like 27-28, but at one point when I was watching, it was about 22. Watching it with my dad, there's about 8 minutes left. It's a 22-point game. The announcers are essentially giving the Grizzlies the game. People, I'm assuming, in front of I've heard, turned off the game.
I
actually said to my dad, this game is not over. The Clippers have at least one run left. That's essentially what I said, and it happened. And I know it was still shocking. I even said the Grizzlies are probably going to win. But just by the way Chris Paul was playing, when he got that technical foul, it's as if he wasn't giving up. It's as if the game wasn't yet over, because it wasn't. NBA is such a game of runs. You can realistically be down by 16 with like 4 minutes and still win the game. I knew the game wasn't over, and I feel strongly that it somewhat validates the fact that I kind of know what I'm talking about. I'm not trying to toot my own horn here, but I think there's some truth to that.
Look, I'm gonna defend you here, T. I mean, we're supposed to argue, but I'm gonna defend you. People are going to listen to T and say, there's a white man that doesn't know how to play basketball, that probably doesn't go out for pickup games anymore, but...
Why has it got to be a race thing?
Because it's a damn race.
White guys are great shooters, jump. And you know that.
White man can't jump, though, that movie. But I'll just go back to my point. This man watches basketball like no other, and when he says something, it honestly, most of the time, it comes true. I just got to say that. So I really believe you when you say the Clippers game, the Clippers still had a chance. I believe
you. And again, not to toot my own horn, but if you watch that game closely, this is what Barkley said after the game, what I was saying during the game. The Grizzlies weren't playing. I mean, they were playing the game, but they weren't playing their game. You see what I'm saying?
I got you.
They were going through their motions. They were passing. They were incredibly passive. They were like, it's like they were playing the shot clock to wind down the shot clock. They weren't having effective offense. If you watch that first quarter, the Grizzlies came out firing. They looked absolutely potent and lethal on the offensive end. But then they stopped playing their game, and the Clippers just kept playing. And then Nick Young, who you're big on, gets involved, hits three threes in a row like he's playing at USC again, just goes off. And I think that's going to be a great 6 or 7 game series.
It could be. It could be. Now we're going to go to injuries here. Derrick Rose out in Chicago. Amari Stoudemire doing a stupid thing, punching the fire hydrant. Which injury?
Was it? I think it was an extinguisher.
A fire extinguisher, sorry. But
not to be confused with a hydrant.
It's fine.
Similar in nature.
It's fine. But which injury do you think is most devastating? It's got to be Derrick Rose. Whoever thinks it's Amari Stoudemire is stupid, because they're already down 0-2.
Well, Rose is more embarrassing. No, just kidding. Stoudemire is clearly more embarrassing. Rose is just, it's kind of the writing on the walls. That guy had so many injuries. Every time his team, he's got a back, he's got a toe, he's got a knee, he's got so many injuries. Stoudemire, haven't liked him since he left the Suns. I'm not a fan of Stoudemire in New York. I just don't think it's that good of a marriage. And I'm not surprised that he did something this stupid. But at the same time, I know, not to justify his actions, Amari did lose his brother this year, so we don't exactly know what's going on in his head. So I am going to give him somewhat of a pass, because he did lose his brother and he's been battling injuries.
Yes.
So I'm going to give him somewhat of a pass, but it's still incredibly stupid and somewhat selfish to your teammates. And then Rose, obviously devastating to the whole NBA. It's bad for the league.
It is. We're, after this injury, we are taking a quick commercial break. Radio.dominican.edu. And what I mean after this injury, I really stubbed my toe again, my injured toe. So I got to go to the bathroom. Radio.dominican.edu, what are you talking about? We'll be back with a Would You Rather segment.
Mr. 305.
I want everybody to get ready. Please spark. Because we are about to snake. Shut it down. Cha-ching. Real chicos do real things. On the road to the rich, skip diamond rings. Moved up from the streets, graduated hustler. On his way to an entrepreneur, undefeated, darn shooter. Now baby, save me from the game before it plays me. My life's a movie, call me Martin Scorsese. I can care less if you love me or hate me. Life's a bitch, now fuck you, pay me.
Fast five.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is T-Baby. I'm with my boy, DJ P-Ab. And quick shout out, DJ Juice is also in the building doing some great work for DU Radio. And this is What Are You Talking About? It's only available via radio.dominican.edu, and we have roughly 10 minutes left before the season finale and potentially the last episode ever with T-Bay and P-Up, so you better just soak in these last 10 minutes. Literally, soak it in.
Last 10 minutes for What Are You Talking About on radio.dominican.edu. The Would You Rather segment. This is funny. This is gross. You could think about it whatever you want, but it's the most raunchiest segment on radio.dominican.edu. So we'll go with question number one. Would you rather French kiss a dog or have a baby drool in your mouth?
Well, first of all, you're sick. You're sick.
How am I sick?
I don't even need to explain why you're sick. The first one, that's along the lines of bestiality. I mean, I know it's, I don't want to get too deep into that, but oh, that's foul. That's so foul.
Yeah.
I might honestly have to take the first because babies, I don't like babies. I think babies are disgusting. Babies
really?
Yeah, I'm not a big baby fan. Like, they just, stuff's just flying out of their body at all times. Jeez. I mean, if I ever have a child, I obviously will like my baby, but I don't want just some random baby drooling in my mouth. So I'll probably take the dog, even though it's sick. And Juice is giving me a foul look, but both are just so sick.
Look, I babysat three of my cousins, and they're under one. One's two. The other one's under 1 year of age, and the other one's about one. And one of them did drool in my mouth, so I'll take that. I'll take that.
Well, you'd have to do it again. That one wouldn't count. You have to do a new one.
Okay, fine. I'll do another one with the baby. The dog. God, licking toys, licking crap on the floor, then kissing it. Oh, gee, I can't.
Well, it doesn't
that.
Have to lick crap on the
it's
floor,
fine.
You weirdo.
I know.
Let's hear the next one then.
Okay. Would you rather lick a frog or lick a dollar bill?
Honestly. Psychologists could have a field day with you. They would conclude that you absolutely, I can even conclude, you have a tongue fetish. You have a weird fetish involving your tongue. That's all I'm saying. Back to the question at hand. It was between a dollar and what?
A frog or a dollar bill.
I'll take the dollar bill. Can't you get some sort of disease from licking a frog?
You probably can't, especially a poisonous frog.
Aren't frogs somewhat hallucinogenic upon impact?
What does that mean, T?
Like hallucinogenic drugs. I've heard before that if you lick a frog, if you consume a frog, you just like trip and spaz out. That could be totally wrong. I have no idea. So just for precaution, don't quote me on that. Just for precaution, I'll take the dollar bill because at least maybe it's my dollar bill and it's pretty clean.
Yeah, I'll take a new, clean, crisp dollar bill. Something that's never been touched except for my own butt.
Yeah, I'm not going to lick a frog.
No. Okay, here now I'm going to change it up. Those were two gross ones. We never had any intense ones. I've been saving this.
Well, like, who would you kill if you had this? Is what it's going to be?
Yeah, honestly, it might be. It might be. So
let's hear it, P.
Okay, so let's hear. We got to change the song. We got to make it intense.
Oh, it's like that, huh?
It's like this. I found
it. I love this song.
And now I'm going
to. I had my first bowl of cereal to this song.
Did you?
All right, let's hear the question.
The song came out in 2008.
Yeah.
Okay, Wow, well, would you rather admit that you once committed a horrible crime, do the time in prison, and get on with your life, or never admit to anything, anyone, live an honest life from then on, and then deal with your guilt?
That's a great question, first of all. Second of all, my name is my name. That's a Wire reference, so I'm trying to find a loophole in there where I could tell, like, a close family member or a close friend, and then maybe like they forgive you for your act. You talk to like the family that you wronged. I don't know the content. I don't know what the exact crime is, but I'm trying to look for a loophole where you could admit it and kind of seek forgiveness without doing the time. Or maybe say it's like you killed somebody. Maybe you go to the family and whatever they want you to do, that's what you do. If they say we want you to turn yourself in or we're going to call the cops, then you go to prison. But if they essentially forgive you, then you don't. I don't know. I'm trying to look for a loophole without me doing the time because I'm not built for prison. I'm not trying to go to prison. But I also don't want a lifelong of guilt. We're getting deep here. P, what are you thinking on that?
I could never live. I have a conscience.
Well, I do too, buddy.
I could never deal with guilt my entire life. I will just break down. I might have to do time.
Well, honestly, P, you got to have some skeletons in the closet. Everybody's got some.
No, I do. I do. And I won't tell it on air, but I do.
Yeah.
But I have a conscience, and yeah, I have to admit to it, man.
Yeah, well, my point, you can admit it to someone maybe without doing the time, but you can still tell people.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's hear that big finale here with the Would You Rather. Okay. Last Would You Rather. Last, hope it's a great one.
Last Would You Rather. Would you rather, knowing you will die tomorrow, spend your last night out to dinner with your closest friends and family, or have it with your favorite movie star or celebrity?
Wow. Okay. Well, right now, who I'm obsessed with is Kate Upton, because I saw that video of her dancing. It was first reported by TMZ. So Kate Upton is on my mind right now. So she would have to be involved in dinner. Again, I'm looking for a loophole where I can invite my family, friends, and Kate. I feel like you must be sadistic if it's your last night and someone doesn't even let you have dinner with your family, friends, and a movie star. So this is what I'm going to do. I'll pick the family and friends. You got to be more loyal to them. And then I'm going to have Kate Upton sit.
No,
hear me out. I'm going to have Kate Upton sit like a table over, and she'll like be there. And then she can like be on my tat. You know what I mean? I'm going to finagle a way to have Kate Upton the day before I die, because I have to have that before I die.
You can't do that, T. Follow the rules. Pick one.
PM, I make the rules here. You don't know what you're talking about. No, I got to take the friends and family. As much as I would love to have a night in Kate Upton's bed or her in mine, I got to take family and friends for $500.
Look, this is what's going to happen. I'm going to tell you this, T. I'm going to have dinner with Kim K, then just go back home and sleep with my family and friends.
That sounds like more of a loophole than mine, you greasy chump.
No, because it says dinner. Spend your last night out to dinner. So I'm going to have dinner with Kim K.
That's not for you. The question in front of you, reading it. You wrote it. I'm just being asked. That's erroneous. Erroneous on all accounts.
Look, I'm going to have dinner with Kim K, then sleep with her, maybe have some nice long lovemaking, then go home, spend my last time with my friends and family.
Okay, well, honestly, P, on that note, it's been great.
It's been great.
I think you've done a radio show, what, 5 or 6 times?
About 6.
6 times. I think I've done it 3. But essentially 4, because I was on your show. 4. The origin of What Are You Talking About is Double A and PAB. I joined later. But me and PAB, ladies and gentlemen, we've had 3 semesters worth of shows together. And I was on his show back when it was him and Double A. PAB is, in my opinion, one of the cornerstones of Dominican radio, along with DJ Juice, along with DJ Tumelo and a few others. I don't consider myself a cornerstone guy, but I do. I do consider myself important to Dominican radio. I don't know what the future holds, if any of us are going to have shows again. All I can say is, P, and we joke on the show, but in seriousness, it has been a treat having a show with you. Sharing these mics with you has been great.
I'm just going to say this. T-Baby, one of my best friends of all time, met him in college. That's why we've done a show together. Never had a bad show, in my opinion. And we got to thank all of these friends. And we got to thank the veterans that helped us out. DJ Juice, DJ Tumelo, helping us out, helping us grow into the DJs we are today, showing us their veteran style. But we got to thank the fans for listening.
Got to thank all the fans for listening. I hope people listen today, because we felt like we went out with a bang. And these are my last words. It's been DJ T-Baby. PAB is the true vet here. I'm going to let you close out the show for the last time.
Ladies and gentlemen, for the last time, you are listening to What Are You Talking About on radio.dominican.edu. Fans, we love you. We hope you listen to all the Dominican radio shows along the way. And I want you to make sure you listen to DJ Juice's last show. Please, that's going to be on Tuesday. So please listen to DJ Juice's last show, The Hotspot. Graduate, we're going to be graduating next year, and we're going to leave you with this theme song. Can you
dig it, sucker? Brah! You ready?
What's up, everybody? This is DJ P-Yob.
What up, boys and girls? This is DJ T-Baby. This is What Are You Talking About?
Let's go!
Get it!
You still miss your family.